All right, Tim here in Baltimore for the 20th anniversary of the Baltimore Comic Con, and I'm standing here with Matt Kent. Matt, how are you, first and foremost?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good enough. I get by. I wanted to ask you first and foremost, I love Divinity. How did that come about? Was that a pitch? Were they looking for you to create something new? Did you want to, did you bring that to the table, or was it like they had an idea and you killed it. You absolutely slaughtered it with that.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's such a weird story how that came about, and it had to do with my editor calling me up, and he's like, and he'll dispute part of this, but he says there was more to it. But I was like, they wanted like a sort of a cosmic space sort of story. And I was like, oh, okay. And then so I was thinking about it, and then my editor called me up. He's like, hey, I got the title for it. And I was like, what is it? He's like, Divinity. I was like, okay, what else? And he was like, that's it, Divinity. And I was like, oh, okay. And then as soon as I got off the phone, I had an idea. I was like, well, let's do something. I've grown up reading comics, so it's like I know all of the cosmic characters and like all the. And it's like, what would I do, or how, you know? And then what's the power set, and like how powerful is he, you know? And then the thing I don't like about powerful characters like that is how do you write a story about them? It ends up being like a story about somebody next to them, you know? Rarely is it a story about Superman. It's always about Jimmy Olsen or Lois Lane, or, you know what I mean? Because Superman, there's no threat to him, you know? So that was the challenge for me. It was like, how do I do a character like that? So I just gave up trying to think of a his kryptonite or something. I was like, he's just like, he can do anything all the time whenever he wants. And he's like, there's no beating him, but let's make it about him, you know? And so I think that's sort of the origin of it, was like, well, okay, well, what was he before? And what can be interesting about that, you know? And like, I think that's what makes a character like that interesting, you know, similar to Superman. It's like, it's the Clark Kent part that makes him interesting, you know? With him, it's Abram. It's like growing up in Russia, being an orphan, you know, being sent into space, like everything about him, that's what makes him interesting, you know? And the power is almost, it's not incidental to what makes him interesting, but it's just another layer on top.
And I really like how you handled Divinity too, because I feel like it was like, I compare it to like the old Superman movies, where it's like, you had Superman 1 and Superman 2 is just as awesome, a little different.
Yeah.
I really liked how you handled the reintroduction of the female cosmonaut in Divinity 2.
Yeah, I know that. I think I'd be lying if Superman 2 wasn't an inspiration. It's like, yeah, we'll have one super powerful character. What if we had two more? And it just lent itself to that. And I liked it. But it was always the plan from the beginning. It was like, to have that sort of reveal of the ones left behind, you know, and then how did he get back, you know, and like how did she get back, you know, and I feel like that's a good story on top of it, and sort of to humanize those characters too. They're not just like, they're not criminals from the Forbidden Zone or whatever. Is that what it was called?
Where
they're
in
the mirror? Yeah. Yeah, there's more to them than that, you know, because I want to make them sort of empathetic too, and characters you would care about, you know, and they have their own point of view. It's definitely fun to have three characters like that to throw around, and then all of a sudden you've got built in somebody that they can fight.
Yeah, I mean, all the Divinity stuff. I always, like, whenever somebody asks me what to read of yours, I go to Divinity, because that's just, I just love it. It's based in a real world space conflict, and it just gets so left field. It's so super. If you had to pick any of your earlier work, because I feel like you really came on a lot of people's radar with, because you were in a lot of Valiant, a lot of that rebirth of Valiant.
Yeah.
And what would you point people to of your earlier work, like Mind Management or maybe Pistol Whip, or what would you say, this is the one I want those people to go check out?
Yeah, I'd say of the early stuff, Mind Management is probably the thing that is, I haven't done anything as good as that since. I think I've done different things, but I think that's the thing that I put everything I had into. So if you haven't read anything else, I would start there.
Nice. Now, what plans do you have going forward? Do you have anything new and exciting you can share? Or are we on a wait? We can't talk about it yet.
Yeah, no. There's always that stuff, and I hate that. I'm like, oh, I'm doing a cool thing, and I can't talk about it.
But, I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah, but there's like 10 of those. But I do, Folklords just got announced by Boom, and that's coming out, and that's got Matt Smith doing the art. And then another series I'm doing with Dark Horse It's called Bang. They just teased it, but Wilfredo Torres is doing the art on that one, and that's going to be crazy. So those are my two new sort of ongoing books that are coming out.
That's awesome. Well, I'm going to let you get back to the con. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I really appreciate you speaking with me. Where can people find you on social media?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I'm starting to get better at. So Facebook, all those, just all of it. I'm on all of those. Just search me out.
Do you feel it's like an unnecessary evil, all the social media?
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't my work, I wouldn't probably be on there, but it's fun. You know, it's a way to interact with people that can't come to a show and see me.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks.